This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today is Thursday, July 27th, and Cecil, speaking of makes us mad.
Hey, man. Anything big happened this week? So I'm going to tell a quick story.
Yeah.
So I came back to work. My job that I've been working at for 22 and a half years. I had a long vacation that I was on. The longest vacation, in fact, I've ever taken from work, which was 3 weeks long. I accrue like 5.5 weeks of vacation. So, you know, like I had plenty of time to take it off. I still had plenty of time. So I took the time off. And when I came back, I had a meeting with my boss via Zoom and we had a chat and he was asking me about my, you know, my trip and whatnot. And then I say to him, I said exactly what I just said, which was, hey, anything big happened while I was gone? And his response was, well, actually, so-and-so from HR is going to be joining us. And I thought he was kidding. Oh, that's funny. And then he's like, she'll be joining us any second. Her name is blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, you're serious. Okay.
Oh,
what's this about HR that I hear? And they came on to tell me that I had a choice. I could either drastically reduce the hours that I would be paid, but it didn't sound like from the job description that I would drastically reduce the hours that I work.
Yeah. And for what you described, you'd get almost no hours, like way less than
way
like
less,
half time.
Way less than half
less
time.
Less than half time. Do the same, amount,
same
of work
amount of work
and lose all your benefits.
They wanted me to lose.
So that was the huge good offer on the table.
The offer
there.
On the table was
amazing.
You had get no benefit. And the reason why I stayed at my job for so long, it was low paying for the things that I did.
Right.
But it was... it had good benefits and it had good benefits. It took care of Sarah and I.
Right.
And so it was why I stayed for years. I stayed 22 years. I mean, I was there for a long time.
And amazing benefits.
And I will say I got a lot out of it in that sense, but they offered me that or they said, or you could, you know, voluntarily separate and there'll be a small severance and we'll pay for your insurance for 6 months.
Right.
And so I had a real hard time over the week making this decision. Not because the obvious answer is just walk away from this job, but I have a lot of childhood memories that are a little unpleasant and anxiety inducing about losing jobs.
Yeah.
So my dad was an alcoholic and he lost his job. I would say, I don't think it's a stretch to say he lost his job 15 times when I was growing up.
Wow.
I think 50, I don't think that's a stretch. It doesn't sound like I'm exaggerating. He would,
that's a lot,
had cycles.
Man.
He had cycles.
Yeah.
So what functioning alcoholics, what happens is they find a work. He found a work and he was good at what he did. He was a truck driver and he was a union man until he got fired for the final time.
Mm.
And then he got fired and hired and fired and hired for the rest of his, because he never was able to get a union job after that. But he was a union man. And so he was, you know, a very good truck driver. He would drive his truck and then he would drink until he was incapacitated on like Monday morning, call in sick. And he would do that enough where they would just be like, look, if you're going to call in sick almost every Monday, you got to go.
We can't.
And so they would just fire him. And so like, I have a lot of memories of that being really bad. And so when I found out I was going to be losing my job, I had a lot of anxiety because of it.
Yeah.
It's not because, and don't get me wrong, I recognize that I do need a job.
Yeah,
I have to do something, right? And so it's not that I'm not like, fuck it, I don't care, whatever. But like at the same time,